8 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Well, put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
No. 3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
It's time for Game 2 between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers in this six-game series in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along for Game number 2 as the Rough Riders look to avenge a loss yesterday 4-3 in the opener of this series. They turn to Ben Anderson on the hill, who's making his second start with Frisco. His third appearance overall for him today, the 6'4", 200-pounder, 25-year-old out of Rexford, New York, has been really good in his first two appearances, 4 2/3 innings overall. He's allowed just one run on six hits with seven strikeouts while not walking a batter. And he will be opposed today by Logan Evans, who is kind of a diamond in the rough, the Mariners hope at least. Evans, out of the University of Pittsburgh, the 22-year-old, was a 12th-round selection last year by the Mariners out of Pittsburgh. And he's only made seven career starts in the minor leagues, but he has a 1.54 ERA, and so far this season in two starts, he's only allowed three earned in 8 1/3 innings. So it should be a really fun pitching matchup between Ben Anderson and Logan Evans on this really gorgeous but a little bit humid Wednesday evening. We're happy to have you here in North Little Rock, and we'll get you the starting lineups, of course, as we continue here on the pregame show. But next, we have a good treat for you. Alex DeGoti is a veteran player and former major leaguer here on this Rough Riders team. He is so incredible with his wisdom imparting on other players and making sure that he tries to make sure guys know what it takes to get to the big leagues, what he was able to do. He was kind enough to sit down with us before the game today, and we split this interview into two parts. You can hear part two of the interview tomorrow, and yes, today's part is very good. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. It is a phenomenal interview on his side of things, telling great stories and talking about what it was like to make his big league debut and the impact his family had on him to get to that point. Really amazing stuff from him. And we're really excited to bring that to you tomorrow. So part one of the interview will air today, and part two tomorrow. We'll get to that here on the pregame show. Rough Riders and Travelers getting set to do battle. The Rough Riders 7-3, Arkansas 6-4. It's the AA affiliates of the Mariners and the Rangers doing battle at the AA level. We'll return after this with Alex DeGody on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We welcome you back to North Little Rock as we're getting ready for game two between the Rough Riders and the Travelers. We're joined by Alex DeGody, Rough Riders infielder. And first of all, this season you signed with the Texas Rangers. During the offseason, what really stood out to you about the Rangers that you wanted to play with the organization?
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me on here. I had heard plenty of great things about the Texas Rangers and how they run things. And a good buddy of mine, Nick Martinez, played here back in the day, pitched a couple years there in the big leagues with them, and he had nothing but great things to say about them. He really mentioned how they run things as a first-class organization, and at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for as a player and going to develop and get better, and no better way than come to an organization like this.
What have been some of your first impressions, I guess, with this organization through the first few weeks and through spring training?
Well, it's pretty funny. I lived with Nick during spring training, and first couple of days I came home, I let him know right off the bat, man, thank you for giving me the right tips, man. This organization's high class. They're always willing to help each individual, and they take the time to personally get to know each player and what truly motivates them and what moves the needle in the right direction. And for me as an older player coming in, I really enjoy that because that's something that I really pay attention to on a day-in and day-out basis. So it's something that I really like, and I'm excited to be able to witness it and be a part of it for a full season.
Joined by Alex DeGody, it's something that's always great about minor league baseball. A lot of older players will come in and obviously contribute very well to the team and trying to get better and make it to the major leagues and back to the major leagues in your perspective, but also helping some of these younger guys and you being bilingual, helping some of the Hispanic players and some of the American players as well. Where do you see your role on this team with that?
Well, man, I'd be lying to you if my ultimate goal is not to get back to the big leagues. But with that comes a level of being a teammate and helping guys around me and knowing that a bunch of these guys are playing in Double A for the first time and just trying to help them any way possible. I'm still trying to get to learn everybody around here and what really gets them going and how to really affect change if needed with each guy, because every guy's different. And I think the coaching staff here is one of the best I've ever been around, man. These guys are truly invested in getting to know each guy and how to help them just get better on a day in and day out basis. So that's kind of helped me too, man, because I've always been the type of guy where I come in and I'm trying to help whenever I see something that I can help with, that's just been how I was raised. So being able to be around a coaching staff that thinks the same way is definitely enjoyable, and it makes coming to the ballpark, you know, something that you look forward to every night.
You have said in the last few days just chatting, you say you love baseball, and that's very evident, obviously. After your playing days are over, do you see yourself getting into coaching?
I wouldn't say it's out of the question. This game has taught me so many different things, many friendships, a lot of priorities, and just the mental game has been a huge part of this whole journey that started since I was, 4 years old. But I think it's something that comes natural to me, and a lot of people have expressed that about me. But, man, I still feel young, man, and I want to play as long as I can and in whatever fashion I can. I know this game is tons of ups and downs, and it's just being able to manage those times and get yourself back on track, because you just never know. You never know. I didn't expect to be in the situation right now to be with the Texas Rangers. I didn't. Last year in August, I got released. So, I mean, I'm just fortunate and just truly grateful for this opportunity to come out here and just play baseball again. And they gave me that opportunity. I'm just trying to help, like I said, guys around me in any way possible, because at the end of the day, we're trying to win, and we're all on the same journey here to get to the big leagues and win a championship, right? So that's kind of how I approach it every day.
That's part one of our interview with Alex DeGoti, Rough Riders infielder. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to hear part two. It's a great, great conversation about his time in the big leagues and his call-up. What a fantastic guy to have on this Rough Riders team. We'll get starting lineups for you next. Rough Riders and Travelers, game two of this six-game set, coming up very soon on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield, or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is Bet. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Getting you set for first pitch between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers, game two on this Wednesday night. Let's get to the starting lineups first. For the Rough Riders, as announced by Carlos Cardoza, in his second year with the Rough Riders, Aaron Zavala in left, Liam Hicks the DH, Kellen Strom in center, Abimelech Ortiz at first, Josh Hatcher in right, and Max Acosta at shortstop. Bottom third, Cody Freeman at third base, Scott Capers the catcher, and Franer Chavez is the second baseman batting ninth. It's time for the national anthem, so we'll take a break, get you the rest of the starting lineups when we come back. Rough Riders and Travelers getting set for game two. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single.
The throw not in time.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win!
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And it's out of here.
Go!
Swing and a miss, he got him.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
In time! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness! Oh wow!
Now let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
Today it's the Frisco Rough Riders as they are on the road against the Arkansas Travelers, the Seattle Mariners affiliate. It's time for game two of this six-game series. The Rough Riders falling last night 4-3 to the Travelers and looking for a bit of revenge with Ben Anderson on the hill. They face Logan Evans, the right-hander for the Arkansas Travelers, today playing as the Malmo Oak Milkers in the minor league baseball activation. Let's get you the starting lineup that the Rough Riders will put out there once again, as announced by Carlos Cardoza, Frisco's manager for the second straight season. It's Aaron Zavala to lead things off out in left field defensively today for Frisco. Liam Hicks follows him. He's DHing. Kellen Strom is the center fielder. He hits third. Abimelech Ortiz is at first base cleaning things up. Then it's Josh Hatcher in right field and Max Acosta, the shortstop, and the bottom third, Cody Freeman at third. Scott Capers, the catcher. Franer Chavez, the second baseman. Again, for the Rough Riders, it's Zavala, Hicks, Strom, Ortiz, Hatcher, Acosta, Freeman, Capers, and Chavez. So here is Aaron Zavala stepping in from the left-handed side, and we are ready to get this baby underway. Logan Evans with his shoulders square towards the plate. He has his sign from his backstop, Jake Anchia. Glove over the top of the cap. Fires in the game's first pitch. It's low, and we are underway. One ball and no strikes. 6:36 with the game's first pitch. Just 1 minute tardy. Zavala went 2-for-3 yesterday in the opener with an RBI double. The 1-0. That one is a strike on the upper edge inside corner, and it's one ball and one strike on the fastball. The Rough Riders yesterday got in front 2-0 in the top of the first inning. Arkansas countered, though, with three runs in the bottom half of the second. The 1-1. That one fits on the outside corner for strike two, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders put up a run late in the ninth inning, but Arkansas with a solo homer from the nine spot and Jared Oliva in the seventh inning. That decided the game. The 1-2 is a bouncing ball up the middle. Young, the shortstop, to his left behind the bag. He vacuums it in, throws a low onto first base, but Locklear, the first baseman, digs it out of the ground. And Aaron Zavala is the first out for the Rough Riders to open up the ballgame. A ground out to shortstop for the Rough Riders left fielder. Liam Hicks the batter now. Rough Riders and Travelers, no score, top of the first inning. Hicks, the designated hitter, hitting .368, a mark that's top 10 in the Texas League. He's also the top 5 in the Texas League with 14 hits on the young season. First pitch, the left-hander batter watches low and away from Evans. It's one ball and no strikes. So 4-3 loss in game one for the Rough Riders, and now they look to do damage against Logan Evans out of the University of Pittsburgh. He peels back in the 1-0. Strike on the upper edge inside corner again, and it's one ball and one strike. Evans, an Ann Arbor, Michigan native, drafted by the Mariners in the 12th round last season out of Pitt. 6'4", 215-pound, 22-year-old. He deals. It's a breaking ball tagged on the ground to first. Locklear has it, and he underhand feeds to Evans, fielding his position well, covering the bag, and beats Hicks for the second out. A couple hard-hit ground balls by the Rough Riders offensively, but nothing to show for it, and Kellen Strom, the Riders' center fielder in the three spot, stands in now. No score, top of the first inning. Evans was drafted last year, and the Mariners really got a lot more than they expected out of a 12th rounder. Pitched in 5 games last season, allowed 1 run. Here's the pitch home. Fastball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. He pitched in 3 games at the low A level and 2 games in the Complex League in Arizona. The 0-1. Breaking ball, hit foul back behind home, and it's 0-2 now on the Riders' center fielder. No score, top of the first. A total of 15 innings, he surrendered just 1 run, struck out 15 and walked 2. And so far this season in 2 starts, Evans an 0-1 record, a 3.24 ERA in 2 starts. The pitch, low and away with a breaking ball, it's 1-2. Look at the defense behind him today. It's Spencer Packer down in left field, Jared Oliva in center, and Grant Witherspoon in right. Ben Ramirez at third, Cole Young at shortstop, Caden Polkovich at second. The pitch, swing and a miss, got him with a breaking ball away for strike 3, and he makes quick work of the Rough Riders' top third of the order in the top of the first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom half of the first inning coming up next. It's the Rough Riders nothing, Arkansas to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the first inning, the Rough Riders scoreless, and now Arkansas to the plate against Ben Anderson, making his second start for the Rough Riders. Cole Young, the shortstop, left-handed batter, leads it off against Anderson from the stretch. First pitch is fouled in and out of Caper's glove behind the plate, and it's 0-1. Ben Anderson, a no record and a 1.93 ERA through his first 2 appearances so far. In 4 2/3 innings, he surrendered just 1 run on 6 hits. He sets and pitches, and it misses high. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson, the 25-year-old, 6'4", 200-pounder, out of Rexford, New York, originally a 13th-round draft selection out of Binghamton University. The pitch, in the air, flicked down the left field line. Long run for Zavala over towards the line, and it lands in fair and bounces up and over the wall into the netting. It's a ground rule double for Cole Young. So Young just kind of flipped it down that left field line, and it just landed fair. Leadoff runner aboard against Anderson. Spencer Packard stands in now. Scoreless in the bottom half of the first. The youngest player in the Texas League, Cole Young, leads it off with a double, a number one prospect in the Mariners organization. He's just 20 years old. Packard went 1-for-3 yesterday with a double. Open stance, left side. Here's the right-hander's stretch. He pitches. Fastball middle-middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. Anderson, a three-pitch mix. He'll go with the four-seam fastball, curveball, and changeup, and it's a good mix for him. It's a low 90s fastball. It's not going to blow you away, but it has good metrics to it and plays really well up in the zone. The 0-1. It dips low on the changeup, and it's one ball and one strike. Packard, a 308 hitter on the season. He's been good at the top of the order. And as we talked about yesterday, if you were tuning into yesterday's day game broadcast, this is a Arkansas team that has struggled a little bit offensively. The pitch, that misses just high of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. But they have, really on paper, the hitters to hit better on the offensive side this season, and you expect that to really come to fruition at some point, but hopefully it's long after the Rough Riders have left this building. Anderson's 2-1. Changeup just low and outside. It's three balls and one strike to Packard. Kyle Stutz has balls and strikes behind home plate today. It's Jack Wasson up the first base line, and Chris Presley Murphy is our third base umpire today. Anderson readies the 3-1. And that one misses low. Ball four. It's his first walk that he's surrendered this season in his third appearance. And now Harry Ford, the number two prospect in the Mariners organization, stands in. It's been a really tough start to the season for Ford. Just 5-for-34. That's a 147 average. A guy who has a lot of talent at the plate and figures to be kind of a power-speed combination as a backstop. Something you don't see very often for the Mariners. Anderson readies, looks back to second, and fires in. Check swing and a miss. On a fastball, it's 0-1. Look at the defense behind Ben Anderson today. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Josh Hatcher in right field. Cody Freeman at third, Max Acosta at shortstop. Freiner Chavez at first, the pitch. Fastball, strike two. Outside corner, 0-2. Abimelech Ortiz is the Riders' first baseman, while Scott Capers does the catching today for Frisco. Arkansas threatening early with two aboard and nobody out. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Anderson with a belt high set. And he kicks and looks back toward second base, chasing Young back in. He's 4-for-4 in steals already this year. A danger on the base paths. Ford went 0-for-2 with a walk, or I should say two walks yesterday. Anderson kicks, fires. Strike three called. Got him at the knees. Outside corner. Ben Anderson freezes Harry Ford in a big first out. One away in the first inning. Tyler Locklear stands in now. Anderson trying to pitch a scoreless first. There have been a lot of combined runs through the first 10 games of the season in the first inning in Rough Riders games. Seen 18 combined first-inning runs between the Rough Riders and their opponents in their first 10 games. Here's the stretch in the offering. Locklear takes a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Right-handed batter. Frisco has scored 10 of those 18 runs that have come in the first inning. Anderson trying to keep it right at that number. He looks to second. Kicks in the 0-1. Fastball just simmers high, and it's one ball and one strike. Talking to Scott Capers, the Rough Riders catcher, before today's ball game, he said he loves Anderson's demeanor on the mound more than anything else. Very professional.
goes after guys with really good ferocity. He's ready, and time called. Anderson steps off the rubber, goes back behind the mound, kicks some dirt off his cleats. Anderson has showed that through his limited action with his 7 strikeouts in 4 2/3 innings. He's coming off Tommy John surgery, performed 2 years ago, made his return at the end of last year. The pitch is cut on and missed. He went with a changeup low. 1-2 now on Locklear. It's been all fastball changeup so far in this first inning. Grant Witherspoon, the veteran, on deck. Anderson deals home. Check swing on a pitch away, and he did not go around. It's 2-2. Make him throw quite a few pitches early on. Still just 1 out, 2 aboard. This will be his 16th pitch of the first inning, and he would love a ground ball. Try and get out of it right here. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Locklear. High and outside. We're full at 3-2. Walks plagued the Rough Riders last night. They walked 8, which tied a season high. 4 from starter Ryan Garcia, and then 4 out of the bullpen. The 3-2, swinging a bounder, foul left side. It's still 3-2. Aaron Zavala goes to collect it in shallow left field and toss it into the Steens. Young remains at second, Packard at first. Light crowd here in Arkansas on a Wednesday. That's to be expected. Here's the stretch. And Anderson looks back towards second, deals home. It's a bouncing ball again. Foul up the third base line. It's still 3-2. We mentioned that it's a warm day in Little Rock. 80 degrees is our first pitch temperature, but it is pretty humid. Feels like of 84 degrees. And when the sun was out earlier, it was a little bit sweaty out on the field before today's game. Not a lot of wind to speak of anyway. Breeze very softly blowing in from right field. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He elevated the fastball. He got him for strike 3. So he allows 2 base runners and then strikes out the next 2. 2 down, 2 aboard. Here's Grant Witherspoon. The wind blowing at just 3 miles an hour with 7-mile-an-hour gusts. A pleasant day. Witherspoon, a left-handed batter. Anderson ready from the stretch. He deals. Fastball misses up high, and it's 1-0. They have Witherspoon shaded to pull in the infield and a little bit to the opposite way in the outfield as Capers calls time, and he'll run out and have a chat with Anderson, who's already thrown 20 pitches in this first inning. That's the negative with that strikeout of Locklear. It took him 8 pitches to dispatch of him. Entire infield joining in this conversation. Capers has said his piece, and he heads back behind home. Scott Capers is one of 3 catchers in the current rotation and one of 4, including third baseman Cody Freeman, who will do some catching as well. Capers playing in just his 4th game this year. He squats down behind the plate, 1-0 on Witherspoon. And here's Anderson's pitch. It's a breaking ball, cut on a miss. There's the big curve and a massive swing from Witherspoon. 1-1. Witherspoon will turn 28 later this year. In September. The 1-1. Breaking ball again. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2 on the right fielder, and Ben Anderson is looking like a completely different pitcher these last 3 batters. Going right at him. And looking to get out of it right here. Runners take their leads from first and second. 1-2 on Witherspoon. He deals. It's a foul ball straight back behind home into the net. It's 1-2. Witherspoon, a native of Littleton, Colorado. He went to college at Tulane, and he's currently finishing up that degree at Tulane online. getting his chemical engineering degree. Pitch in. Just low. Two balls and two strikes. Very smart guy who was with the Tigers organization last year and then with the Rays from 2018 to 2022 before that. Two-two on the way. Breaking ball, pop skyward, right side, foul ground. Ortiz over, converging with Capers on the on-deck circle, and it's into the second row of seats. A foul ball, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Ortiz had to run a long way for that one, and it was Capers who had the best chance at it, but just beyond the netting. So still two balls and two strikes, and the pitch count continues to rise for Anderson in the first inning. 25 tosses for him. He readies, brings it in, swing and a miss. He struck him out. He allows two base runners, but then strikes out the side, looking, swinging, and swinging. And Ben Anderson, no runs on a hit, no errors, two left on in the first. We're scoreless to the top of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And at the top of the second inning, Rough Riders and Travelers no score. Abimelech Ortiz to be followed by Josh Hatcher and Max Acosta in this top of the second. Logan Evans back out on the hill after a 1-2-3 first inning with a strikeout. Ortiz 0-for-4 yesterday with an RBI ground out. Left-handed batter against right-handed pitcher, and Evans rocks back into his wind. He deals. There's a pop-up left side. Long run in for Packard into shallow left field near foul ground, and he's there to make the catch in foul territory on the warning track. One out in the second inning for Josh Hatcher. First pitch flyout for Ortiz. Hatcher had the day off yesterday in the series opener, and he's back in the lineup now. Missed a bunch of time last week with a wrist injury, his left wrist, that's his throwing wrist. But good to go now, he says he's 100%. Pitch home. Right down the heart of the plate for a strike, it's 0-1. Hatcher had a three-hit series finale on Sunday against Corpus Christi. The pitch is rifled through the right side, a base hit for Hatcher. One hop into the dirt and scooting out into shallow right field. Josh Hatcher singles with one down in the second inning, and Max Acosta the batter. Acosta went 1-for-4 yesterday with a run score. The Rough Riders have their first hit and first base runner. Logan Evans working from the stretch now for the first time today. And the first pitch on the way to Acosta. Swinging a bounding ball out to second base. Polkovich has got it on to second for one. Young on to first. In time for the double play. 4-6-3. Rough Riders a very, very quick second inning. Just four pitches for Logan Evans. No runs, a hit, no errors, And nobody left on base. Bottom of the second next. Rough Riders and Travelers, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Now back to the game on the Riders Baseball Network.
A four-pitch inning in the top of the second for Logan Evans. Now the Rough Riders are back on the defensive side in the bottom half of the second inning. Ben Anderson looks to rebound from a very long first inning that ended scoreless. Anderson in that first threw 26 pitches, 16 for strikes. Jared Oliva stands in from the right side to lead things off against him. Right-hander against right-hander in the second. Anderson from the stretch. He delivers home. First pitch down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Jared Oliva was the nine-hole hitter yesterday and, well, a 2-for-3 performance with a home run and a 2-RBI single. That'll pop you up a little bit higher in the lineup. The pitch. Fastball misses high, and it's 1-1. So manager Christian Colon playing the hot hand and bumping him up into the sixth spot in the lineup. Offering into Anderson, or from Anderson, is a curveball punched foul right side. And it's 1-2. No score, bottom of the second inning. This righty-righty matchup is something that favors Anderson. In his first two outings combined, right-handers went just 2-for-11 against him. The 1-2. Swinging a soft bouncing ball out to short. Acosta charges, picks hip high, has trouble getting it out of his glove at first, and then does, and just gets him at first base. Oliva thought he was safe, as did the Travelers faithful. But he is out number one. Ben Ramirez the batter now, and that's four straight retired by Anderson. No score, bottom of the second inning. Ramirez playing in his eighth game out of the 11. Six for his first 24, a 250 average. He stands open from the left side of the plate in the pitch. Fouled away left side, it's 0-1. Anderson allowed a double to Cole Young, the left-handed batter in the first inning, and as Ben Ramirez, the lefty, is in right now. Left-handers have given him trouble so far this season. Entering into today, lefties were 4-for-8 against him in his first two appearances. He fires. And fits on the upper edge inside corner, called strike. It's 0-2. So the lone hit he's allowed has been the double from the lefty. And then Spencer Packard, another lefty, he walked. Stretch in the pitch. Misses low off the outside corner on the changeup. 1-2. The curveball figures to be a good matchup against this Arkansas team, and that's what Scott Capers echoed the pitch. Curveball whacked into right field. Down the line, it's a fair ball. Hatcher racing after it. Ramirez around first. He scoots into second base. No throw. He's in there easily with a one-out double. two hits, both doubles so far for Arkansas. Runner in scoring position for the Travelers with one down. And just as we say, the curveball should be a good matchup. He hung one there right in the middle of the plate. An easy pitch for Ramirez to clobber down the right field line. And hang a pitch here at this level, and that's going to get hit really well. Jake Anchia, the batter now, who's hit well to begin the season, 250, but has really historically been a light-hitting catcher. It's his fourth season with Arkansas. The pitch home. Misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Anchia, it's been said by the Mariners organization that he is very good defensively and good enough to catch at the big league level right now, but how many times have you heard that about catchers in the minor leagues? The pitch punched in the air into the infield. It's Franmer Chavez at second base who's under it, and he squeezes. There are two away. Caden Polkovich bats now. It seems to be an age-old thing. You always hear about the catcher who's very good defensively but can't hit in the minor leagues, and that's the case with Jake Anchia. It seems like every organization has at least a couple. Catchers will stick around for a long time if they can play defense, though, and if they can take care of a pitching staff, and that's what Jake Anchia can do. Here's Caden Polkovich now, nine-hole hitter. Left-handed batter, Anderson's pitch. High off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strikes. No score, bottom of the second, runner at second base for Arkansas. Polkovich, the former Polk. Oklahoma State. 1-0. Misses high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Polkovich was with Oklahoma State when they went and played in the Frisco Classic in Frisco a few years ago. Of course, he's been with them the last two seasons as well in Arkansas. The 2-0. A hard line drive up the middle. It's into right center, a base hit. Ramirez comes around third. He scores with no throw. And it's 1-0 Arkansas on the bottom of the second. An RBI single from Caden Polkovich. And it's the nine hole that's been getting it done for the Travelers in the first two games of this series. First, it was Jared Oliva with three RBIs from the nine hole yesterday. And now Caden Polkovich with the RBI single to get Arkansas on the board. Top of the order now in Cole Young. Young doubled down the left field line to lead off the home half of the first. Polkovich leads from first. Anderson stretches and fires. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Young, as mentioned, is very young, just 20 years old. He's the youngest player in the league. A season ago, there was one 19-year-old when everything broke. That was Davison De Los Santos of Amarillo. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Foul back off the fist behind home, and it's 0-2. The Rough Riders last year had three of the five youngest players in the Texas League, and Evan Carter, Luis Angel Acuna, and Thomas Ajayi, but not nearly as young as a team this year. Cole Young is one of those guys who a lot of people say is older than what he might portray on his birth certificate. The 0-2 is set in the air down the left field line. Zavala chases after it, and it's foul. Up onto the berm in foul territory, and it's still 0-2. Very mature young man who was a commit to Duke before he got drafted in the first round by the Mariners 2 years ago. Always been a very talented young guy out of Pittsburgh. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Way high. One ball and two strikes. Young went to North Allegheny High School in Pittsburgh. And if he wanted to hang up the cleats, it's a pretty good breeding ground for musical careers. It's the same high school as Christina Aguilera and Dan Smyers of Dan and Shay. The pitch, runner takes off, pitches high, Capers throw down to second, and it's not in time. Capers threw a BB down to second base, but it was to the third base side of the second base bag, and so Acosta, the shortstop, had to grab it and try and race the tag back to his left, and he couldn't get Polkovic. So good throw, poor accuracy. Two balls and two strikes on Young. And pitch misses low. Three balls and two strikes. 1-0 Arkansas, bottom half of the second. Here's the right-hander with the payoff pitch on the way. Just low, ball four. He walks Young. Missed with the backdoor changeup. Spencer Packard now. He drew a walk in the first inning. The first two walks that Anderson has surrendered this year, and that's so unlike him. He's such a zone filler. Really, throughout his entire career, he's been a guy who you expect to throw a lot of strikes. First pitch to Packard. Curveball over for a strike. And it's 0-1. A lot of times you see that curveball used as a first strike pitch. Well, when you only have three pitches, Anderson is going to throw that for strikes, but not as a get-me-over kind of pitch early in the count as much. The 0-1 fastball clips the inside edge for a strike, and it's 0-2. And he would love to get out of this inning, only surrendering the one run as he's thrown a bunch of pitches so far. This next one will be his 49th as we play in the second inning. Stark contrast to Logan Evans for Arkansas, who threw a four-pitch second inning. He's only thrown 15 pitches through two innings of work. Time of possession heavily favored on Arkansas's offense. 0-2. Curveball low. Ball and two strikes. Two hits and a walk in this inning for Arkansas's offense already. And the Rough Riders start to get Aiden Anderson loosening in their bullpen. The pitch is strike three called. Got him on the inside corner. So Ben Anderson surrenders a run but strikes out his fourth in the second inning. A run on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. To the top of the third inning next, it's the Travelers 1, the Rough Riders nothing. Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Freeman to start it for the Rough Riders in the third as the Rough Riders look to get something going against Logan Evans. 15 pitches through two scoreless innings, just one hit. First pitch to Freeman. Fastball, middle, a strike, and it's 0-1, and you probably knew that Freeman was going to take that no matter how juicy it looked, simply because Logan Evans just threw four pitches in that second inning. The 0-1. Another one right down the heart of the plate. Freeman watches it, and it's 0-2. Josh Hatcher singled in the second, but then was erased on a first-pitch double play by Max Acosta. So the Rough Riders could not get anything going in that second inning, and now it's up to the bottom third of the order in this third, trailing 1-0. The 0-2. Fly ball hit well into left center field. Packard racing into the alley. He's under it, though, and he makes the catch. Freeman swung at a pitch that was above his head. Couldn't get on top of it. There's one away. Scott Capers takes his turn now. Capers just one hit so far this season. It left the ballpark, though. He's 1-for-11 in the home run. Rough Riders only have 4 home runs this season and only 3 from guys who are actually on the roster. Here's the wind back and the pitch home to Capers. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat into shallow left field. Packard coming in, and he squeezes. And they're quickly 2 out. 2 up, 2 down, 3 pitches. Or I should say 4 pitches from Logan Evans. So he's thrown just 8 pitches to get the last 5 outs. 9-hole hitting Freddy Chavez bats now. The Rough Riders, 4 home runs this season, one of them from Nathaniel Lowe, the rehabber, are last in the Texas League and tied for the 22nd worst in all of minor league baseball. That's 120 teams. This is not something that is unusual in the beginning of the season, though, is for the Rough Riders to struggle on the power side. Here's the windback and the first pitch to Chavez. And he takes high and outside. 1 ball and no strikes. The switch hitter batting from the left side. 1-0 Arkansas, top of the third. Rough Riders over the last 2 years have struggled to hit home runs early as well. 1-0 Taz. Chavez swings, bounces it foul back behind home. It's 1-1. Last season, through 10 games, the Rough Riders had just 3 homers. While in 2022, they had just 6 home runs through 10 games. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup away, and it's 1-2. The funny thing about 2022, they went on to hit 168 home runs that season, which is the second most in franchise history. The 1-2 is off the outside corner. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Chavi. And so some power struggles early, but nothing to be concerned with. Long season ahead. Also tough to hit home runs in this ballpark. 2-2 pitch. High and away. We're full at 3-2. And the wonderful thing about the Texas League is when it starts getting hot, the balls start to soar out of ballparks. Good thing for hitters, bad thing for pitchers. 3-2. Swinging a bouncing ball, first baseline, hits the bag. Locklear dives, he knocks it down, it rolls into foul territory, and he can't recover in time. Chavez is safe at first, no toss to first base. So a nice play by Locklear on a tough hop, hitting the first base bag and caroming down the line. He was able to knock it down and get in front of it. It ends up being a base hit for Franer Chavez. A 2-out, 1-on, back to the top of the order in Aaron Zavala. 1-0, a Rough Riders trail, top of the third. And Zavala waits, a throw goes over to first base. Chavez is back in safely. Man, good move by Evans. Chavez was leaning towards second base. It was a high throw. A better throw would have picked him off. Evans from the stretch, he deals. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, right to the shortstop, Young. He collects, throws on to first, and gets Aaron Zavala. So another very quick inning. Logan Evans surrendering just 2 hits through 3 innings. No runs a hit, no errors, 1 left on base. 1-0 Travelers, bottom of the third coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night, and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the last of the third inning from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Harry Ford leads it off, and the first pitch from Ben Anderson is a little bit low, and it's one ball and no strikes. 1-0 Arkansas in a game that feels like it's a lot more than 1-0 simply because of the lopsidedness of pitches so far thrown between the two starters. The 1-0. Bounding ball up the third baseline. Freeman backhands, steps into a long throw, and it's just in time to get Harry Ford. One away in the third inning for Tyler Locklear. Ben Anderson has thrown 52 pitches already to get through one out in the third inning. Locklear struck out his last time out. Logan Evans on the other side, 26 pitches to get through three innings. The pitch home. On the outside edge, a called strike. Fit a heater there, and it's 0-1. So Anderson has really had to labor through two-plus innings, and Evans has been back in a rocking chair this entire time. The pitch home. Inside. Ball and a strike. And Anderson has done a great job of getting out of jams. He allowed two base runners to start the first, didn't allow anything, and then allowed just an RBI single to Caden Polkovich in the second and stranded two more. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated the heater and got him to whiff through it. It's one ball and two strikes on Locklear. So as long as he keeps getting out of the jams, that's the big thing. Although the Rough Riders would love for him to go deep in today's ballgame. Saw a cavalcade of moves today in the Rangers system. The 1-2 is low and outside in the dirt. It's two balls and two strikes. With Jack Leiter set to make his Major League debut tomorrow in Detroit, he got called up from AAA, so Gerson Garabito, who was supposed to be tomorrow's starter for the Rough Riders, he went up to AAA Round Rock. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a changeup low in the zone. Strike three. Five strikeouts for Ben Anderson. And there are two down here in the third. Grant Witherspoon bats now. Witherspoon, a strikeout victim in the first as well. 1-0 Arkansas, bottom half of the third. That's what kind of happens is you have that domino effect when somebody gets called up, and in this case it happens to be starting pitching. The offering in. It's at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Jack Leiter is making his start because Cody Bradford went on the injured list at the Major League level, so very similar to when Josh Young got injured earlier this year. We saw a bunch of promotions throughout the system in the infield. The 0-1. That one's lined to second and over Chavez into right field. A base hit by Grant Witherspoon. Singles into right field. And it's a two-out base runner for Arkansas. They've had at least one hit in every inning so far. Jared Oliva stands in now. 1-0 Arkansas. So excited to see Jack throw tomorrow. Rangers earlier today in action against Detroit. First pitch. Chopper to third. Freeman's there. He throws the short way onto second, and he retires Witherspoon for the final out of the bottom of the third. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Top four coming up next. We'll talk more about that when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two, three, and four to swing the sticks for the Riders in the fourth inning. Liam Hicks, Kellen Strom, and Abimelech Ortiz. Riders trailing 1-0 in the top half of the fourth. Happy you're spending your Wednesday night with us. Really a very pleasant night for baseball in Arkansas. The pitch. Hicks takes outside. It's 1-0. Before we went to break in the bottom half of the third inning, we were talking about Jack Leiter making his major league debut tomorrow against Detroit. The pitch is just low, and it's 2-0. As most of you are aware, Jack Leiter, the number 2 overall pick by the Rangers back in 2022, in 2021, and spent the last two seasons in Frisco. The pitch, that one shot into left center field, tailing away from Oliva in center, but he's under it. And left center field and makes the catch. A fly ball out for Liam Hicks, and there's one away for Kellen Strong. 1-0 Arkansas, top of the fourth. Well, Liam Hicks actually and I had a great conversation earlier today about Jack. Of course, not many know Jack Leiter better than Liam Hicks, who caught him for a majority of last year. Came up at the end of May when Leiter was probably throwing his best baseball all season. First pitch, Strom sprays it foul right side, and it's 0-1. And he said he is so excited. He was texting him earlier just about how happy he is for him that he's getting that opportunity. The 0-1. High and inside. Strom backs away from it. It's 1-1. And he said he can't wait for him to go up there and do exactly what he did in college, and that's go up and try to get outs. Felt like he was always trying to tinker with something in the minor leagues. The 1-1. Off the outside corner, 2-1, and always trying to work on this or that. And it didn't always lead to success. Well, in May of last year, some of you might remember, he was completely changed in his mentality. 2-1, a broken back ground ball, first base side. Locklear spears it, underhand flip to Evans, covering first base, and he beats Strom. 2-2 here in this fourth inning. Good play by Locklear, reaching out to his left, fully extended, just able to grab it. And Abimelech Ortiz, the batter for the Rough Riders. 1-0, Rough Riders trail, top of the fourth. 2 outs, bases clear. When he had that mentality change in May of just trying to compete and get outs, that's when he was at his best. The pitch is a bouncing ball to first base. Locklear backs up on it, fields chest high, underhand flip to Evans again, and Ortiz is down easily. Man, the epitome of efficiency. Logan Evans just continues to mow through the Rough Riders, 34 pitches to get through 4 complete innings of scoreless baseball. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. It's 1-0 Arkansas to the last of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
You can run on for a long time.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Rough Riders down 1-0. Bottom third of the order due up for Arkansas. First pitch on the way to Ben Ramirez is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders allowed a run in the second on the RBI single by Kaden Polkovich, and that's our only score so far today. Anderson works against the lefty, and the right-hander comes home. Swing and a ground ball foul right side. It's 1-1. Special thanks to everybody joining us on this Wednesday night. A special shout-out to big Rough Riders fan Chesney, who's listening in Frisco. Always happy to have Chesney let us know he's listening to the ball game. If you're listening, you can tweet at us at Riders Baseball on X or at Zach Biggs. Let us know where you're listening from. 1-1 on Ramirez, the pitch. It's inside, and it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders being out hit so far, 4-2. Ramirez doubled down the right field line on a hanging curveball back in the second. The pitch. That one shot into left center field. Strom on his horse. Long run into the gap. Still running. Reaches out. He tracks it down and makes a really fine catch. Good play by Kellen Strom, racing into the alley and making the play. Had to cover a lot of ground in center field, and there's a lot of ground to cover here at Dickey Stevens Park, and he was able to do it. Jake Anchia now. 1-0 Arkansas, bottom of the fourth. Anderson pitches. Fastball strike. Outside corner 0-1. Kellen Strom is a natural center fielder, and really the first 2 years he's been here, he's had to compete for time in center with some really good defensive outfielders. Evan Carter, Leody Taveras on rehab, and J.P. Martinez, the pitch. Low and outside, it's one ball and one strike. And really for a time, there were all four outfielders the Rough Riders had were natural center fielders. And so Strom didn't get a whole lot of playing time there. Well, 11 games so far this year, he's been the Riders' center fielder in all 11 games, and he's really shown off that good defensive prowess. The 1-1 is a soft bouncer up the third baseline. Anderson off the hill, bare hands, whips it onto first, not in time. Jake Anchia with an infield single down the third baseline, a swinging bunt, and he reaches here in the first, or I should say with one out in the fourth. Kate Polkovich stands in. 1-0 Arkansas, last of the fourth. Polkovich with the RBI single. That's the difference in this game right now in the second. Time called, and John Goble comes out of the Rough Riders dugout. He'll go start a conversation with Anderson, who has 67 pitches already, and he's just trying to get through this fourth inning.
Aiden Anderson was loosening earlier in the Rough Riders bullpen, and well, now he's back up and loosening again. Goble, I'm sure, trying to let Anderson loosen just a little bit more. And Rough Riders' hope is that Anderson can get through this fourth inning, though 67 pitches, this might be his final batter in Polkovich. He'd have to get a ground ball double play or a double play of any kind. Polkovich, left-handed hitter. Freeman pinches in at third, even with the bag, playing to pull for the left-handed hitter. Anderson's pitch. Strike at the top of the zone, it's 0-1. Maximo Costa, the Rough Riders shortstop, playing almost behind the second base bag. Ranger Chavez at second base, playing halfway in between first and second. There's a lot of room over there with Ortiz holding on the runner and Chia. The pitch is low and inside with a changeup, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders trailing by a run, bottom of the fourth inning. Anderson has his sign with the belt high set. He rocks in the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and Polkovich lets go of the bat. It goes flying over near the on-deck circle. Cole Young picks it up, and he'll walk it out to him. It's 1-2. And Polkovich asks for time to go get some sticky stuff to put on that bat. Make sure he has some grip. He gets the spray, and he'll apply it to his bat. Rough Riders infield is to pull, as mentioned. The outfield is shaded to the opposite way for Polkovich. We've seen plenty of Polkovich over the last couple of seasons. The Edmond, Oklahoma native, playing with Arkansas for his third, making his fourth consecutive year. Right-hander fires. Swing and a miss. He went upstairs with the fastball and struck him out. His sixth strikeout already. And we'll see if that's it for him, if he will get to see Cole Young. Carlos Cardoza is at the top step of the dugout talking with John Goble, and he stays. He'll get a chance to finish off the inning at 71 pitches. Just a chance to go four here would really put the Rough Riders bullpen in a better situation. The pitch. Fouled straight back by Young, and it's 0-1. Cole Young is doubled and walked. He's been impressive. Kind of guy who can flick the ball to all fields. Still waiting to grow into his power. The pitch is low in the dirt. Capers able to pick it. It's 1-1. Young with white batting gloves to match his white jersey top and bottom. The 1-1 toss from Anderson. A fly ball hammered out to deep right field. Hatcher back near the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Just got on top of it. And the Rough Riders see Ben Anderson go four innings and really battled hard to get through these four. Well, the Rough Riders trail 1-0. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base in the fourth. Top of the fifth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Red-hot Josh Hatcher starts it off in the fifth for the Rough Riders. Frisco a 1-0 deficit in Game 2 of this six-game series from Dickie Stevens Park just outside downtown Little Rock, Arkansas. First pitch to Josh Hatcher. There's a line shot hit deep to left field. Packard going back at the warning track. It's over his head, and it kicks up against the fence. Hatcher up to second base. He's right there with a double, and he's 2-for-2 to start the ballgame. Josh Hatcher continues to swing the bat well. Three hits on Sunday, two more hits today. He's feeling it right now at the plate. Hatcher will go on these stretches where he gets scorching hot, and he's on a heater right now. He's at second base for Max Acosta. The Rough Riders with a tying run in scoring position here in the top of the fifth inning. Logan Evans from the stretch, and the right-hander deals. Fastball, a strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Evans, a ground ball pitcher, and he's a guy who comes at you with everything except for the kitchen sink in his arsenal. Six pitches. Right-hander, the 0-1 pitch. Slider away, and it's 1-1. He'll go four-seam fastball, sinker, cutter, sweeping slider, curveball, and changeup. He's a guy who is very seasoned, a four-year pitcher in college, including the COVID year with 2 years at Penn State and two more years at Pitt. The offering is cut on and missed by Acosta on the breaking ball, and it's 1-2. All of his pitches move a ton. He's all about movement, and in college he didn't have a lot of success in terms of his numbers. He had an over 5 ERA as the Sunday starter for Pitt just last year. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 offering to Acosta. Outside, it misses, and it's 2-2. Well, when he got into the Mariners organization, they sat him down and oversimplified everything. They said they don't want him to think, basically, on the mound. And he said he was an overthinker. He was always thinking about his mechanics and going out there and just trying to throw as hard as he could. The 2-2. And when scalded foul right side, it's still 2-2. Well, the Mariners made sure that he didn't think about any of that. And so he was able to just settle in to who he was as a pitcher and trust everybody around him. And that made him dominate so far in pro ball. And he is dominating again tonight, but the Rough Riders trying to break through. Costa calls time and steps out. Rough Riders shortstop grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. Back in the second inning, Rough Riders have three hits tonight, two of them from Hatcher, who's at second base. 2-2 pitch. That one's lined into left center field. It drops in, a base hit. Hatcher getting the wave from third, and he comes in to score with no throw. Rough Riders tie it up on the RBI single by Max Acosta in the fifth inning. 1-1 ball game. They finally break through against Logan Evans. On a 2-2 pitch, Acosta hit it off towards the end of the bat, but was still able to loft it into left center field, and he's got himself his ninth RBI. He continues to be fantastic with runners in scoring position. Max Acosta ties the game, and now here's Cody Freeman. A stretch in the pitch. Top of the zone with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Max Acosta has been the guy that you want up in those kind of situations with runners in scoring position. And he continues to deliver. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander's pitch popped up on the infield. The shortstop called off by the second baseman, Polkovich, and he makes the two-handed squeeze for the first out of the inning. Scott Capers stands in now. Rough Riders tied with the Travelers at a run apiece in the fifth inning. Capers flying out to left field back in the third. Travelers defensively a double play depth. Right-hander Evans readies and throws over to first base quickly. Costa back in. Logan Evans, born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, grew up in Saline, where he went to high school. Here's the stretch. And the offering, Acosta runs. It's a strike. Throw down to second. A swim move around the tag. They say safe. And Polkovich was blocking, I think was blocking the base. I think that was an obstruction call. He was easily out, but I think Chris Presley Murphy called obstruction on Polkovich, and he is safe. So a stolen base for Acosta. The Rough Riders are now 10 for 10 as a team in stolen bases this year. The offering into Capers. It's outside, and actually the pitch was, oh no, it was a strike. It's one ball and one strike. Runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders. That's the go-ahead run. Here's the stretch and the offering into Cape. Just high. Two balls and one strike. Acosta has his fourth stolen base in his many attempts. Evans readies and brings in the 2-1. Curveball, top of the zone for a strike. 2-2. Saline High School in Michigan. You may remember Josh Smith, the pitcher, not the hitter, who's up with the Rangers, but Josh Smith, the pitcher, was with the Rough Riders in 2022 and then pitched one game in 2023 before getting injured. Those two are high school teammates at Saline. They helped win a 2017 state title for that program in Michigan. A 2-2. Low and away, misses in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes. And 2 years at Penn State, 2 years at Pitt. And 1 year later, here he is already in double A. Yeah, pitching very well. He wears glasses underneath his black ball cap. The 3-2. Outside, ball four, and Capers draws a walk. It's the first Rough Riders walk today. And nine-hole hitting Frenier Chavez, who singled back in the third, stands in now, but not before a quick mound visit by the pitching coach, Michael Peoples. Towers over everyone at 6'5". Very tall pitching coach matchup between these two. John Goble also 6'5", the Rough Riders pitching coach. Maybe a little bit thicker than Peoples is, who's more of a lean coach. Something about those pitchers. So quick mound visit, trying to make sure that Evans is okay. He showed pretty much no sign of weakness until this half inning. Josh Hatcher led it off with a double. Max Acosta then followed with an RBI single. Cody Freeman popped up. Now a Scott Capers walk. Two aboard, runners at first and second, one down. Rough Riders and Travelers tied at one. As the sun starts to set, we see a little pinkish hue cast across the wispy white clouds beyond the left center field, and then over downtown as well, beyond right field. We are in North Little Rock on the north side of the Arkansas River. The pitch home. Inside to Chavez, and it's one ball and no strikes. Veterans Memorial Bridge is just off to our right-hand side, which is over the Arkansas River, connecting downtown to where we are here in North Little Rock. Broadway Street runs right across it. It's our way into the ballpark as well. The 1-0. Swinging a ground ball out to second. Polkovich has got it on to second for one. Young, the throw to first, is in time. It's a 4-6-3 double play. And the Rough Riders are done offensively in the fifth. But a run across to tie it. RBI single for Max Acosta, scoring Josh Hatcher. One run on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're halfway home, bottom of the fifth coming up. Rough Riders and Travelers tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Aiden Anderson relieves Grant Anderson. Aiden Anderson relieves Ben Anderson as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Not his twin brother Grant, but his non-related teammate Ben. Aiden Anderson is on the mound for the Rough Riders. Tied at one as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Ben Anderson done after his four innings of work, allowing a run on five hits. Spencer Packard starts it off, and the right-handed sidearmer deals home. The first pitch is fouled off. Back behind home plate, and it's 0-1. Ben Anderson struck out six over his four innings, and he walked two batters. 0-1 pitch to Packard. He watches outside, and it's one ball and one strike. So we're tied at one after the Max Acosta RBI single in the top of the fifth inning. We play in the bottom of the fifth. Aiden Anderson deals. There's a line shot to second on one hop. Chavez has it to his left hip high. He turns and throws onto first base and gets Packard one away. Harry Ford stands in now. 0 for 2, the designated hitter. Ford, the right-handed batter, against the right-handed sidearm throwing Anderson. And the pitch. Slider inside, one ball and no strikes. Harry Ford grew it up in Atlanta, the son of two British parents. He played for Team Great Britain in the World Baseball Classic. The offering is fouled back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. And he grew up in a household that was very inclusive and always wanted to help and give back to the community. His parents regularly hosted exchange students. He had four different exchange students from different countries stay at his house while he was growing up. The 1-1. Breaking ball popped foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. And so growing up, giving back to the community was always very important to Harry. And this offseason, he actually won the award given by the Seattle Mariners to the player that gives back to their community the most in the minor leagues. The 1-2. Misses high and outside. It's two balls and two strikes. And he worked very closely with Alvin Davis, who's known as Mr. Mariner, one of the first really good Mariners back in the 80s. Here's the stretch and the 2-2. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat, sinking into shallow left center. Kellen Strom is in. He's under it, and he paws it out of the sky for the second out. Tyler Locklear, the batter now. Tied at one, bottom half of the fifth inning. The Mariners do a really good job of making sure that their alumni base are very close with their current players. And, you know, it's hard to argue that the Mariners have had good success as a franchise on the field. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Outside, it's one ball and no strikes. They're the only team that has yet to make a World Series in their franchise's history, but they do have some incredible alumni players. The 1-0. There's a high drive out to deep left field. Forget it. Locklear has gone deep off the base of the scoreboard in left field. And this game is untied. It's now 2-1. Arkansas leads it. Locklear with his second long ball of the season, and that was a no-doubter. Grant Witherspoon now. Witherspoon 1-for-2 with a single, and the first pitch from Anderson is inside, one ball and no strikes. So Alvin Davis is very close with Harry Ford. He's also been very close with Dan Wilson, who was a catcher for the Mariners in the 90s. The pitch. Outside, it's two balls and no strikes, and also in the early 2000s. But the Mariners do a good job of that, hoping it will pay dividends one day as a future catcher for Harry Ford. Two ball, no strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball, and it's now 2-1. Aiden Anderson, a rare long ball for him to allow. He's been really good, really all his career at that. The pitch, a swing and a miss. 2-2, especially since dropping down as a side armor these last 2 years. He only allowed 3 homers last year in 65 innings. That's 2 homers allowed, though, through his first 5 outings now with the Rough Riders. He pitches. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider down low and inside. He strikes out Witherspoon. And it retires the side. But a run on a hit. No errors and nobody left on base. Solo homer Tyler Locklear. And it's 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Arkansas leads on the Riders Baseball Network.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders tied it with a run in the top of the fifth inning, but Arkansas immediately answered with a run of their own and a solo homer by Tyler Locklear. It's 2-1 Arkansas to the top of the sixth. Aaron Zavala leads it off. First pitch from Logan Evans is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Top of the order, due up for the Rough Riders. Zavala followed by Liam Hicks and Kellen Strong. Evans rocks and deals home. High and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. He goes with the over-the-top-of-the-head windup with that glove. And he rocks back here and pitches home. Zavala sprays it foul left side. It's two balls and one strike. A couple ground outs to short for Aaron Zavala today. He's 0 for 2. Went 2 for 3 yesterday with a double. Right-hander shoulders square to the plate. The 2-1. Misses away with the changeup, and it's three balls and one strike. Zavala hitting just .233 now, a guy who says he never looks at his statistics, doesn't care. All about how he's feeling at the plate. 3-1. High and outside, he draws the walk. Ball 4, Zavala aboard. Liam Hicks bats now. He's 0 for 2 today. Rough Riders, top 4 in the order have been held hitless today. It's been the bottom third. Or I should say the, I guess, middle third, but the bottom half of the lineup that's produced all the offense today for Frisco. It's the first time that a member of the top four has reached is that Zavala walk. First pitch to Hicks. Fastball high and outside, one ball and no strikes. 2-1 Arkansas, top of the sixth inning. Evans working from the stretch. Zavala has his lead from first in the 1-0. Just outside. Two balls and no strikes. Zavala is 1-for-1 in steals this year. Pull side shift on the defensive side for Hicks. 2-0. He watches one low of the zone. It's three balls and no strikes. And now there's action out of the bullpen for Arkansas beyond the right field line. Looks like Luis Curvelo is loosening up as the pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and it's three balls and one strike. Luis Curvelo is loosening. The 3-1. That one's fisted into left center field. Oliva charges under it. It's the left fielder Packard who takes charge and makes the catch. One down, and Kellen Strom bats now. Center fielder is 0 for 2 today. Jake Anchia, the catcher, goes out and has a quick chat with Evans. Zavala remains at first, 2-1 Arkansas, top of the sixth. Strom has struck out and bounced out to the first baseman, Locklear, in his two trips to the plate today. Wind blowing softly in from right field, barely a breeze. The pitch. A chopper up over the mound. The second baseman, Polkovich, fields, throws onto first base. It's in time. He thought about trying to reach back and tap the second base bag and get the double play, but he thought he'd get the sure out. So two down, runner at second as Zavala advances, and Abimelech Ortiz stands in now. You always want Ortiz to bat with runners aboard. It's even better when it's runners in scoring position. Ortiz figures to be the best hitter on this team. Riders trail by a run in the top of the sixth inning. Ortiz 0 for 2. The pitch. Misses down low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ortiz's average has dropped below .300 now with this 0 for 6 to start the series, hitting .294. 1-0 pitch from Evans. Sizzles outside. Two balls and no strikes. It's a very young start to the season, but Ortiz has already been impressive. Hitting .455 with a runner at second or third or both. Pitch is outside, 3-0. 5 for 11 with runners in scoring position. He's ahead 3-0 here. We'll see if he has the green light. Evans delivers. Ortiz hits it hard at second. What a pick by Polkovich down to the splits. And picking it short hop off to his left-hand side. He makes the play and throws him out to end the inning. Wow. Ortiz crushed it, but he's out number three. No runs, hits, errors, one runner left on base. We're into the home half of the sixth inning next. The Rough Riders trail 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last half of the sixth inning, Arkansas leading 2-1 on the solo homer by Tyler Locklear in the bottom of the fifth. Jared Oliva leads it off. 0-for-2 today against Aiden Anderson. First pitch, slider away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Oliva was grounded out twice, once into a fielder's choice. Anderson kicks home. It's on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Two runs on six hits and no errors for Arkansas. Rough Riders, one run on four hits and no errors. Anderson's pitch. Outside, it's two balls and one strike. As some of you may have seen, the Rangers in action earlier today against Detroit. Third game of a four-game set. The pitch. There's a pop-up sky high on the infield. Everyone calling each other off, and it's the second baseman, Chavez, who's there to make the catch. Just about as sure-handed as anyone in the infield, and one away in the sixth inning. Ben Ramirez, the third baseman now. Seventh spot of the order. 2-1 Arkansas, bottom of the sixth. Rangers getting a run in the top of the ninth inning from Josh Smith. The go-ahead RBI double. And the Rangers pulling off a victory right at the very end. The pitch. One just misses inside to Ramirez, the left-handed batter from the righty, and it's 1-0. So great to see the Rangers pick up that win. They're now 10-9. The Mariners, they beat the Reds earlier today, so they're now 9-10. The pitch. Slider swing and a miss over the top of it, and it's one ball and one strike. So as you take a look at the early standings in the American League West, it's the Rangers on top, the Mariners back by just one game, and the Angels back by just one game as well. The 1-1. Swing and a foul back in a caper's glove for strike two, and it's 1-2. Well, it's very hotly contested American League West. Oakland is in fourth place. They're just two games back. The pitch. Check swing on a pitch inside. It hit him, and they have to appeal to see if he swung. He did not go. There was a slider that came inside and hit him on the back leg. A hit by pitch puts him at first base with one out, and Jake Anchia stands in. That tells you how nasty that slider is for Aiden Anderson, that it nearly hit him and he nearly swung. Or it did hit him and it nearly swung. And Chia is 1-for-2 with an infield single back in the fourth. Anderson's pitch. Slider clips the bottom of the zone a strike. It's 0-1. So Jack Leiter is going to be introduced into a very pivotal game four of that series against a Detroit team that, while they are 10-8 and have a better record than the Rangers, here's the stretch. And the pitch in. Slider swinging a miss for strike two. It's 0-2. You're still looking at a very important game because of what is to come on the schedule for the Rangers. They face Atlanta for three games this weekend, and that's one of the best teams in baseball. And they're home for Seattle and Cincinnati next week. The pitch. Slider, ground ball off the end of the bat, broken bat to short. Acosta's got it onto second for one, throw to first in time, double play. So the hit by pitch does not come back to bite Aiden Anderson. He gets a 6-4-3 double play, and he's out of the sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning next. It's 2-1 Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the seventh inning, Logan Evans is done in his start for the Travelers, and a new man out of the bullpen, it's Luis Curvelo who takes over. Right-hander. Logan Evans, what a start today. He needed just 26 pitches to get through three innings. He ends up going six innings, allowing just one run. It was earned on four hits. Struck out one and walked two. Josh Hatcher starts off against him. And Curvelo, the right-hander, deals. Fastball just outside. One ball and no strikes. 2-1 Arkansas. Top of the seventh. Hatcher 2-for-2 today with a double and a single. Curvelo, the 23-year-old, kicks in. Outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. 6'1", 170-pounder Curvelo hails out of Venezuela. Pitched in the last two seasons with Everett. Now in his first season with Arkansas. He pitches. Hatcher chases a high fastball, a swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. Over his four appearances so far here in Double-A, 5 1/3 innings of scoreless baseball. He surrendered just three hits with seven strikeouts during those 5 1/3. 2-1. Popped up in the air down the left field line. Packard chasing over near foul territory. Reaches into the stands and he makes the grab. Not too far into the stands. Just about maybe a foot or so. One away. Max Acosta takes his turn now. Who had the RBI single in the fifth, producing the Rough Riders' only offense in tonight's game. Rough Riders trail 2-1. Top of the seventh. Right-hander against right-hander. Curvelo from the stretch. And he deals. Swinging a soft bouncer foul, third baseline. 0-1. Two runs, six hits, no errors, and six left on base right now for Arkansas. One run on four hits, no errors, and three stranded. for the Rough Riders. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider away, and it's 0-2 now on Acosta. Pull side shift on the infield for Acosta, and he calls time and steps out. Cody Freeman on deck for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Swinging a line drive down the right side and foul. It's still 0-2. And it looks like Acosta may have broken his bat. He did. So I'll have to get a new stick. Wind starting to blow in a little bit from center field on this very pretty night. Darkness all around us. Lights have taken effect. This is game number 2 of this 6-game series in Arkansas. We have the undefeated unscored upon TBD tomorrow. Still don't know who's going to start tomorrow's game. Gerson Garabito was supposed to be the starter tomorrow, but he got called up today to AAA. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. Acosta bounces it foul left side. It's still no balls and 2 strikes. Reed Van Scooter will get the ball tomorrow for Arkansas. Then over the weekend, it's Dane Acker, Emiliano Tayoto, and Nick Crowth for the Rough Riders. Curvelo readies in the 0-2. Check swing, foul back behind home. Just got a piece of it up on the hands, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes. Excited to see Dane Acker on Friday again. He was so good in his first 2 starts. Happy to see him on the mound and pitching healthily after his torn meniscus last year. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him with a fastball. Acosta down on strikes. It's the first K for Curvelo. 2 down and Cody Freeman bats. Freeman 0 for 2 with a flyout and a pop out in his 2 trips. Talking to Cody before today's game, talking about his brother, Tyler Freeman, who's an outfielder for the Cleveland Guardians. He had a monster home run yesterday. The pitch. There's a fly ball crushed into right center field. Oliva back, and the wind just knocks it down completely. He makes the catch easily in the right center gap. So Cody Freeman lines out to center, and the Riders are down in order in the 7th. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. It's time to stretch. Rough Riders trail the Travelers 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the 7th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine.
Well,
We're to the last of the seventh inning. Rough Riders trailing 2-1 to the Arkansas Travelers. 9-1-2 for Arkansas against a new man on the hill. It's Seth Clark who takes over for Frisco. Clark, the left-hander. Aiden Anderson done after his two innings of relief. The first pitch just misses inside. One ball and no strikes. Seth Clark making his second appearance now with the Rough Riders. Made his first on Sunday and his first day in Frisco. He stretches, pitches inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Fastball, slider, changeup for the left-hander. He readies with a belt high set. Closed off. Kicks, delivers. Swing and a miss. Good slider underneath his hands, and it's 2-1. He struggled in his first outing because of the first batter. He allowed a solo home run. He readies, brings it. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home plate. It's 2-2, but all the reports about Seth Clark indicate that he is nasty. He is going to be a very effective left-hander for the Rough Riders this year. He was probably going to start with Frisco coming into the season originally. The 2-2. Breaking ball, hit off the fist, ground ball, foul just outside of third base. It's still two balls and two strikes. There were a lot of non-roster invitees to spring training that did not opt out of their contracts and ended up getting outrighted to AAA. The pitch. Swinging a soft ground ball, third baseline again. Freeman comes up on it, and he has no chance. It just keeps on rolling and goes all the way past third. A fair ball. It's an infield single for Caden Polkovich. That's how the seventh leads off for the Travelers. Again, the nine-hole hitters are just eating the Rough Riders alive through the first two games of this series. Nine-hole hitters in this series so far are 4-for-6 with a walk, a home run, and four RBIs. Jared Oliva yesterday, Caden Polkovich today. Scott Capers calls the entire infield onto the mound, a quick mound visit. Cole Young, the batter, left-handed hitter. Riders trailing 2-1. No left-hander against left-hander here. Freeman playing in at third, expecting the bunt. The pitch. Eyeing inside, one ball and no strikes. He did not square to bunt. So Clark started the season with high A Hickory because of kind of that roster jam. The pitch. Fastball outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Happy to have him here. And he's really happy to be here, pumped up to be in AA. Just got married in the offseason. Native of Loganville in Georgia, small town. The 1-1. Breaking ball outside, two balls and one strike. His new wife is a teacher in Atlanta. So once she finishes up her school year, he will have her out here and be able to hang out for the summer. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him, and it's two balls and two strikes. Polkovich off of first, the pitch. Caught on and missed, strike three. Slider off the outside corner. He strikes out Young, and there's one away here in the seventh. Spencer Packard now, 0-for-2 with a walk. Riders trailing 2-1, bottom of the seventh. Here's the left-hander's pitch. Misses away and gets all the way back behind home. Capers throw to second. Polkovich slides in safely. Pass ball on Scott Capers.
Hey, come on, Capers. You got to do better than that. You're just giving away free bases.
And one ball and no strikes. Capers just tried to reach down and frame that and just whiffed on it. Pitch low, went right between his legs.
Hey, catcher,
so one ball and no strikes. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Misses low, and it's two balls and no strikes.
Keep overthinking it. Hey, don't let the crowd get in your head.
Clark is 24, four-year player at Georgia State. Was signed as a non-drafted free agent last year. 2 years ago, I should say. Here's the stretch in the 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes. Said it was a crazy experience after the draft. He didn't have an agent at the time, and he was trying to deal with all of that and the contract stuff himself. 3-0. Low for ball four. He walks Packard. So runners at first and second with one down in the seventh. It does set up the double play for Harry Ford now, who's 0 for 3. Riders down 2-1. And time called, John Goble will come out and have a chat with Clark. Rough Riders don't have anybody loosening in their bullpen in right center field. Seth Clark trying to navigate this himself. Harry Ford is 0 for 3 today, but very dangerous. And so Goble, I'm sure, going over the scouting report with Clark. Ford is struck out looking. He's grounded out to third and flied out to center. Runners at first and second, one down, bottom of the seventh inning, one-run game. The pitch. Inside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Clark works quickly. He stretches, and the 0-1. Strike two. Fastball inner edge of the knees, 0-2. Polkovich, a very aggressive base runner with a big secondary lead. He takes his lead off of second again. And the 0-2. Fouled off the fist, back behind home, and it's still no balls and two strikes. You have Tyler Locklear on deck, who hit a 422-foot home run back in the fifth inning. Man, that is a shot in this ballpark if you know anything about this very pitcher-friendly park. The ball just does not carry here. The 0-2. Swinging a hard ground ball, foul, third base side. And it's still no balls and two strikes. Really have to hit a ball to get out of here, and he certainly did hit it. That ball was 111 miles an hour exit velocity of the home run. By the way, the Abimelech Ortiz hard grounder in the sixth, if you were with us at that time, was 112 miles an hour off the bat. The 0-2. And inside. One ball and two strikes. Ford has had a really tough start to the season, just 5 for 37. That's a 135 average. Clark's pitch, just high and outside. Two balls and two strikes. Runner still at first and second base with one out here in the seventh. This will be the 22nd pitch for Clark in this seventh inning. He brings it. Swinging a ground ball, softly hit to short. Acosta's got it onto second for one. Chavez had trouble getting out of his glove. He couldn't throw onto first, but it is a really nice play by Acosta. Most shortstops would just go to first with that ball, but a really nifty sling kind of on under his glove almost from his throwing hand. Got it to second. So runners on the corners now on the fielder's choice. They go 6-4. And Tyler Locklear bats. Biggest at-bat of the ballgame so far. 2-1, Rough Riders trail, and time called. And they're going to intentionally walk him. So they put Locklear aboard to load the bases, and Grant Witherspoon is the hitter due up. So they have the right-handed hitter who just hit the homer, and they intentionally walk him to load the bases for Grant Witherspoon, the 27-year-old veteran who's 1-for-3 today. You get the lefty-lefty matchup and the very difficult matchup against Clark, who's a low three-quarters arm slot. from the left side. And Grant Witherspoon will be pinch hit for. It's Robbie Tenarowitz. So Christian Colon counters with a pinch hitter. Robbie Tenarowitz, the right-handed hitter. Tenarowitz tortured the Rough Riders last year, hitting over 300 with an over 900 OPS. He's a crowd favorite. One of the best hitters in the league a season ago. The veteran out of the University of California, Berkeley. The 29-year-old. Bases loaded and two down. The pitch. Clark fits a slider on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Riders trailing by a run. Tenarowitz, one batting glove on his left hand. The pitch, fastball rides high and away, and it's 1-1. A chance for Clark to keep this a one-run game with an out. A chance for the Travelers to blow this game wide open in the seventh inning with the bags packed. Here's the left-hander with the pitch. Swinging a foul back behind home plate. It's 1-2. Clark is one strike away. Jared Oliva is on deck with two down. Here she comes. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider underneath his hands. And Seth Clark gets out of it. He doesn't surrender a run, and he strands the bases loaded. What a job by Rough Riders manager Carlos Cardoza, intentionally walking Locklear. He gets to Tenarowitz. Still a 2-1 game. Top of the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Well, the Rough Riders remain trailing 2-1 after a wonderful job of pitching around the batter. An intentional walk, loading the bases, and getting Robbie Tenarowitz with a strikeout for Seth Clark. Great work. Some defensive changes now. Morgan McCullough has come off the bench, the former Northwest Arkansas natural. He is now at second base. Caden Polkovich moves from center, or from second to center, I should say. So Polkovich now in center. And Jared Oliva is at first base. Locklear is in right, I believe. It is still Witherspoon and Wright. First pitch to Scott Capers. He swings and punches in the air down the right field line. Long run over. Oliva can't make the play. It's into the seats. 0-1 on Scott Capers. Luis Curvelo is still out there, the pitcher for Arkansas. 2-1. Arkansas leads at bottom of the, or say top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders only have two more chances on the offensive side to try and score at least one to tie it here. Hopefully more. The pitch. Slider for a strike outside corner, 0-2. Capers has walked and flied out today. Right-hander ready. The 0-2. Outside in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Look around the scoreboard in the Texas League. The Rough Riders hoping that Midland will fall today. Rockhounds 8-2 to lead the Texas League South. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner in the dirt. And the catcher, Anchia, tags him out. Strikeout second for Curvelo. One down and Frenier Chavez bats. Rough Riders trailing 2-1. Top of the eighth inning. Midland is currently tied at 2-2 with Northwest Arkansas in the bottom of the sixth inning. The only final in the Texas League earlier today, Tulsa beat Wichita in 11 innings, 2-1. Poor Wichita, they're 1-10 to start the season. First pitch is inside to Chavez, and it's one ball and no strikes. Their only win, a 13-3 win over these Rough Riders. Left-handed batting, Chavez, the 1-0. Check swing, and he did not go off the outside corner, 2-0. Springfield leads Amarillo 4-1. It's a pretty low-scoring game for Hodgetown. Offensive-friendly park. Corpus Christi at home leading San Antonio 5-2. That's in the seventh. 2-0 to Chavez. Just outside. Three balls and no strikes. Aaron Zavala in the top of the order on deck for the Rough Riders here in this eighth inning. Right-hander ready. He brings it in. Fastball outside corner for a strike. 3-1. Very soft breeze blowing through this ballpark. Soft crowd on hand as well. The 3-1. Swinging a bounding ball foul right side. It's 3-2 on Chavez. Expecting good crowds this weekend. Really hard to draw anywhere in minor league baseball on a Wednesday night. Right-hander ready from the stretch. The 3-2. Strike three called. Got him at the bottom of the zone. Back-to-back strikeouts for Curvelo to start off this eighth inning. And Aaron Zavala now at the top of the card. Rough Riders only have one run today. It came back in the fifth on an inning in which Josh Hatcher led it off with a double. Max Acosta then ripped an RBI single into left center, and that's the Rough Riders' only run on the offensive side today. First pitch. Zavala takes outside. One ball and no strikes. The offense for Arkansas came in the second with an RBI single from Caden Polkovich, and then Tyler Locklear blasted a solo homer in the fifth. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball. It's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders with some more action out of their bullpen now. In right field. Looks like Ricky DeVito. The pitch home. Inside corner. Called strike two. It's 1-2 now on Zavala. Bases clear. And two down. Riders down 2-1. Curvelo looking in for his sign. He's got it from Anchia. The right-hander ready from the stretch. He kicks home. Swinging a high pop-up, twists foul out of play left side. It's still one ball and two strikes on the Rough Riders left fielder. And a good ball game on this Wednesday night. Curvelo ready. It's the 1-2. Outside. 2-2 now on Zavala. Rough Riders pitching coach John Goble pacing in the Rough Riders dugout. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball off the outside edge. Curvelo strikes out the side in the eighth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. The Rough Riders trail 2-1 to the last of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 twisted tea, Truly and drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ricky DeVito, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders, as we make our way to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 2-1, Frisco trails. Jared Oliva leads things off, and it's Ben Ramirez and Jake Anchia. Oliva, 0-for-3 today after a 2-for-3 day yesterday. Ricky DeVito taking over for the Rough Riders and taking over for Seth Clark. The pitch. That's inside, one ball and no strikes. Clark, a scoreless inning, stranding the bases loaded. And now DeVito, the 25-year-old, the 1-0. High and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Good fastball for DeVito. He'll be in the upper 90s, 95 to 97. He'll touch 99 at times. Staten Island, New York native. He deals home. Swinging a foul off Capers behind home plate, and it's 2-1. Tough season so far for DeVito, a 15 ERA, but all five of the runs he allowed came in his first appearance. He's gone two scoreless over his last two appearances, one in each. 2-1 offering. Swinging a looping line drive out to shortstop. Right at Acosta, he makes the chest-high catch with two hands. And there's one away. A little humpback liner for the first out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-1, Rough Riders trail the Arkansas Travelers in game two of this six-game set. One out, bases clear in the eighth inning, and Ben Ramirez stands in. Ramirez doubled and scored back in the second, lined out to center in the fourth, and then was hit by a pitch in the sixth. The offering is high and outside, 1-0. The play in the fourth inning, he hammered that ball into left center field, and in typical Dickie Stevens Park fashion, it went nowhere, and Kellen Strom was able to track it down for a nice catch. The 1-0. Fastball popped off the fist, shallow left field, and nothing anybody can do about that one. It drops in a bloop base hit. So a good fastball in on the hands, got the soft contact, everything that Ricky DeVito wanted, but nothing to show for it on a bloop base hit by Ramirez. Jake Enchia stands in now, 1-for-3 with an infield single in the fourth. We've seen a few kind of dippy, dunky, whoop-de-doo hits for Arkansas tonight. A few infield singles, softly hit base hits like that last one by Ramirez. But they all count the same. Here's the stretch by DeVito and the offering in to the right-handed batter. Swing and a miss and a fastball up and away, and it's 0-1. Okay, Polkovich on deck. There is action in the bullpen in right field. Here's the stretch. And the offering in, a fastball pierces the outside edge for a called strike. It's 0-2. It's a right-hander loosening. Time calling to the plate. It's Travis Kuhn who's loosening in the bullpen. Stretch in the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside. One ball and two strikes. Runner at first. One down. Bottom of the eighth inning. 2-1 Arkansas. DeVito from the stretch. And the 1-2 on the way. Fastball, swing and a miss. He blew it right by him. Good heater from DeVito. His first strikeout. Two away, and Kaden Polkovich bats. Polkovich is 2-for-3 today from the 9-hole with an RBI single. Inside out back pocket for the left-handed batter, the switch hitter. First pitch. DeVito tries the fastball and misses high and away. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders play to pull. DeVito readies. And the 1-0. We'll have to wait a quick throw over to first base, not in time. The Rough Riders in the top of the ninth inning will have 2, 3, and 4 due up. It'll be Liam Hicks, Kellen Strom, and Abimelech Ortiz. That's part of the order you want up, and those are the guys you want up in this situation. There's a lot of work to do. The 1-0. Misses low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Not necessarily in the number of runs, just down by 1, but Rough Riders have not put together the most quality at-bats since that fifth inning. Just 1 base runner, a walk to lead off the sixth. It's been 9 straight retired by Logan Evans and Luis Curvelo, and then you have to face Travis Kuhn, who's been really good as the closer early on this season. The pitch inside to Polkovich, who backs him away. It's 3-0. Polkovich, the son of Kevin Polkovich, played in big leagues for Pittsburgh in the 90s. The offering is on the outside corner of strike. It's 3-1. 2 seasons in Pittsburgh. Long time minor leaguer. Nine years in the minors. The 3-1 is bounce foul right side. 3-2. Travis Kuhn, who's still warming up in the bullpen, this season has thrown 4 2/3 innings. He has not allowed a run. He's allowed just 1 hit, 8 strikeouts. And time called, Polkovich steps out. Short in stature switch hitter, listed at 5'10". He looks like a little bit shorter than that. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Runner goes. It's low. Ball 4. So runners at first and second now and 2 outs. And giving up a run here would really hurt. Difference between having a 1-run lead and a 2-run lead, or in this case a deficit for the Rough Riders, is extremely different in the ninth. Top of the order now, Cole Young. DeVito readies. He fires. It's low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Eight hits today for Arkansas. Yesterday they went four runs on six hits. In fact, the Rough Riders actually out-hit the Travelers yesterday. Not the case today. Rough Riders just one run on four hits. They haven't had a hit since the fifth. The pitch. Outside. Two balls and no strikes. Young today is 1-for-3 with a double in the first, a walk in the second, fly out in the fourth, strikeout in the seventh. Calls time and steps out. Now the right-hander is ready, and he shifts in the 2-0. Low and inside, three balls and no strikes, in danger of loading the bases for Spencer Packard, who's on deck. And now the Rough Riders will scramble and try to get somebody loose in the bullpen beyond the right field line. Or no, it looked like there was a catcher running down there. The pitch. Outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Spencer Packard, the batter now. Andy Rodriguez was just running back and forth in the bullpen. It looked like it was Cooper Johnson sprinting down towards the bullpen plate to make sure he could get his pitcher ready. Packard 0-for-2 with two walks. He's walked three times in the series. And John Goble emerges from the Rough Riders dugout, and the pitching coach will go have a chat. Goble has burned a path between the dugout and the mound today. His fifth mound visit today. Spencer Packard, a very dangerous hitter out of Campbell University, the Fighting Camels of Campbell. Bases loaded. Ben Ramirez at third, Kaden Polkovich at second, Cole Young at first, and a long talk for Goble with DeVito. Talking with Goble before the season this year, he was very confident in DeVito this year and said he has looked so much better in spring training. Just struggling with his command a little bit here in the eighth. So the huddle is broken up. Packard stands in from the left side against the right-hander. Bases full of Travelers. DeVito from the stretch. And he deals. Outside, it slipped out of his hand. One ball and no strikes. He emphatically wipes it off on his right pant leg. One ball and no strikes on Packard. Long brown hair poking out the back of his black batter's helmet. 1-0. On the inside edge for a strike, and it's 1-1. Good fastball from DeVito. DeVito dangles his right arm to his right. With the ball in it, he steps off, now reinserts his toe onto the rubber. He's ready from the stretch. The 1-1. Down low in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Missing with a breaking pitch there. Rough Riders pitchers have already stranded 9 on the base pass today for Arkansas's offense. DeVito just trying to add those numbers here as he deals in the 2-1. Fastball, strike on the outside corner, 2-2. Kyle Stutz has a very late strike call behind home plate. And that looked like a late one. Packard calls time. Base is loaded. Bottom of the eighth inning. 2-1, Rough Riders trail. Big pitch here from DeVito, the 2-2. There's a line shot to right center field. It's down. Ramirez scores. Polkovich around third. He crosses the plate without a throw. It's a two-run single for Spencer Packard, and it's now 4-1 Arkansas. That is huge. Young up to second base. Spencer Packard delivers with the two RBI base hit. And that puts this game from a 2-1 game to a 4-1 game. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Harry Ford bats now. Ford 0 for 4. Now DeVito just trying to stop the bleeding and give his offense some semblance of a chance. He fires inside and he hit him. Got him with a breaking ball. So the fans won't like it here, but it's a breaking pitch, not on purpose. Bases loaded again for Tyler Locklear, who homered in the fifth, was intentionally walked in the seventh. Locklear's homer, 422 feet off the base of the scoreboard in left field. The pitch. Inside. One ball and no strikes.
Just stand there, you score. You like that creature? Kill him, baby. Yeah!
Two runs in the inning. DeVito, the 1-0. Fastball, ground ball, foul right side off the tarp. He's behind it. It's 1-1. Well, now there is somebody loosening for the Rough Riders, and it's Andy Rodriguez. The 1-1. Punched foul right side. It's one ball and two strikes. So Rodriguez is starting to get loose as you're just in case. There are two outs. But DeVito might be seeing his final base runner, or hitter, I should say, of the night, no matter what. DeVito, the 1-2. Breaking ball tagged right to the shortstop Acosta, and it goes off his glove out into shallow center field. One run is in. Packard around from second. He crosses home. Two more runs score, and it's 6-1 Arkansas. They go air on Acosta. A hard line drive right at him, and it went off the side of his glove. And two more runs come in. Harry Ford up to second base. Locklear at second. No RBIs. E6. And Robbie Tenerowitz's spot in the order is in, but it's Morgan McCullough, who took over defensively for Tenerowitz. And he hits now from the left side. DeVito's pitch is down low. It's one ball and no strikes. That ball was pasted by Locklear. And it almost looked like Acosta just lost it. It was right at him, tailing away from him. And he reached out and almost kind of alligator-armed it. The pitch. At the bottom of the zone for a strike. And it's one ball and one strike. Six-one, Rough Riders trail, bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Swinging a little bounder foul left side. It's one ball and two strikes. If you've been following the Rough Riders over the last few years, you might remember the name of Morgan McCullough. He played last year with Northwest Arkansas. Actually, over the last 2 years with the Naturals. The pitch, runners take off, swing and a miss. He struck him out, got him with a breaking ball, and the side is retired, but damage done. Four runs across, two of them earned on two hits, an error, and two runners left on base. Rough Riders trail 6-1. Top of the ninth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox.
Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Travis Kuhn takes over, even though it's no longer a save situation. 6-1, Rough Riders trail. Top of the ninth inning. 2-3-4 for Frisco offensively. Liam Hicks, Kellen Strom, Abimelech Ortiz. Right-hander on the mound, left-hander at the plate. And the first offering. Hicks swings, bounds it foul right side. It's 0-1. So the Rough Riders trailed 2-1 going into the eighth inning. And Ricky DeVito, a tough outing. He allows all four runs, two of them earned because of the error by Maximo Acosta, the Rough Riders shortstop. 6-1 our score. The pitch. Hicks swings, grounds it foul back behind home. It's quickly 0-2. Travis Kuhn has been really good out of the bullpen. These Arkansas Travelers have been pretty good out of the bullpen themselves overall this season. He hasn't allowed a run in 4 2/3 innings, 8 strikeouts. It's been a little bit wild, though, the pitch. Ground ball foul back behind home plate, still 0-2. Though he's just surrendered one hit, he has walked four and hit two batters. One of those walks, an intentional walk. 6-1, Arkansas leads it. Hicks stands back in from the left side. The pitch. Swinging a line drive foul over the top of Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders' third base coach and manager. Still no balls, two strikes. The Rough Riders and Travelers will meet up for game three tomorrow at 6:35. This is the only time, in fact, that we have back-to-back games with the same starting time in this series. Kuhn ready from the stretch, closed off on the mound. He deals in. And misses low for ball one, one ball, and two strikes. 6:35 tomorrow. We'll play 7:05 on Friday, 4:05 on Saturday, and 1:35 on Sunday. The pitch. Hicks watches strike three called inside corner. Kuhn strikes out Hicks. And Kellen Strom stands in now. Strom 0-3, a strikeout and two ground outs. Riders trail 6-1, top of the ninth, the pitch. Fastball, strike outside corner at the knees, 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders still haven't announced a starter for tomorrow's game, but Reed Van Scooter will start for the Travelers. No record, a 3 ERA. The 0-1, low of the zone. One ball and one strike. Again, 6:35 with the game's first pitch tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6:20. And make sure you tune into that pregame show tomorrow. We have a phenomenal interview. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 on Strom. Second part of Alex DeGody's interview. If you heard part one, you know he's just a great guy to have around this organization. Part two, he talks about making his Major League debut in 2021 with the Astros. 1-2 pitch. High and inside, 2-2. Really great storyteller and talked about really the emotions. At one point when he was telling the story, he looked down at his hands and he was shaking a little bit just talking about it. Two balls and two strikes on Strom. And the right-hander fires in. Swing and a miss. Slider away for strike three. Two up, two down, and for the Riders in the top of the ninth inning, and Abimelech Ortiz is the final hope for Frisco, trailing 6-1. Ortiz grounded out in the sixth inning on a ball that was hit 112 miles an hour off the bat. The pitch. Breaking ball, ground ball to second. McCullough's got it, sets his feet, throws to first, and the ball game is over. The Rough Riders fall 6-1 in game two of this series, and they've dropped the first two games in Arkansas. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back. 6-1, the Riders fall on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2014 with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, welcome you back to Little Rock, Arkansas. The Rough Riders fall tonight by a final score of 6-1 to the Arkansas Travelers. The final line score for the Rough Riders, one run on four hits and one error. They left three on base. The Travelers, six runs on nine hits, no errors. They stranded 11 and still win it. The win to Logan Evans in his start. He was fantastic today. Went six innings of one-run ball in his start. And the loss to Aiden Anderson in his two innings of relief, allowing the home run to Tyler Locklear, the go-ahead shot. The scoring in this game, well, the Rough Riders fell behind early to Arkansas in the second inning when Caden Polkovich had an RBI single in the second. But the Rough Riders came back and tied it. Max Acosta with the RBI single in the fifth to make it a 1-1 ball game. That tie game didn't last for very long, though, as Tyler Locklear hit the go-ahead homer in the fifth. And then it looked like it was going to be a close game going into the ninth until Arkansas scored four runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning to separate themselves, and they win it 6-1. Final game time, 2 hours and 25 minutes in front of 3,120 on this Wednesday night in North Little Rock. We'll step aside and come back for more post-game show action in just a little bit. Riders drop it 6-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night, and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders drop it 6-1 to the Arkansas Travelers in game two of this six-game series. Zach Bigley back with you one final time on this Wednesday night. Let's look at the scores around the Texas League and the Rangers affiliates first. The Texas League is the only games final are this game, and then Tulsa beating Wichita earlier today 2-1. San Antonio visiting Corpus Christi, and Corpus picks up the 7-3 win over the San Antonio Missions. A couple games still in action as well. Northwest Arkansas leading Midland 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Midland 8-2, so a loss there would mean the Rough Riders remain just a game back in the Texas League South. While Springfield up 5-1 against Amarillo on the road, Springfield will go to 10-1 with a victory in that ball game. As for the Rangers affiliates at the AAA level, Round Rock Express, they had similar struggles on offense just like the Rough Riders did. They scored just one run in the first inning and fall 2-1 to the Sugarland Space Cowboys. Gerson Garabito, who was supposed to be tomorrow's starter for the Rough Riders, was promoted to AAA earlier today, and he made the start, went five innings, allowing two runs in that start, and unfortunately, the tough luck loser in that game as the Rough Riders, or I should say as the Express, were not able to put together a ton of offense. Other places in the organization, Hickory, an 8-6 loss at Greensboro, the Pirates affiliate, while down east, they walk it off against Delmarva, the Orioles affiliate, 4-3 with a walk-off in the bottom half of the 10th inning as the Wood Ducks are now 6-5 to start their season. The walk-off came in a walk-off single from Gladier Figueroa, so Figueroa with the walk-off single. And down east wins it 4-3 over Delmarva. The Rough Riders and the Travelers will be in action tomorrow for Game 3 of that series. This series, I should say, 6:35 first pitch. A 6:20 is when we'll be on the air for the pregame show. No starter announced yet, so make sure you stay locked to social media to figure out who's going to start. Reed Van Scooter is projected to start for Arkansas in tomorrow's Game 3. That's going to do it for us in the broadcast today. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, our gracious hosts here in Arkansas. For Luke Maley back in Frisco, my name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. Rough Riders, a 6-1 loss to the Travelers, but they'll be back at it tomorrow at 6:35. We'll talk to you at 6:20 for the pregame show, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!